knows that we're here.
Come on, baby. Let's get this party started.
What?
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Blood on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here.
Make yourself comfortable.
The swallows are here. Swallows are here.
Take off your clothes and come on over to the house.
You know what I want today?
What'd you tell me, baby?
Naked suntanning.
Oh, naked suntanning? We did that the other day.
I know.
And I don't feel like I got any sun on, only on my back.
Well, that might be true.
Oh, boy.
I only got it on my front.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, bop.
How funny. Well, happy Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday to you.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
All right. I like it. I like it.
That's my happy thought. It's time to start sunbathing nude.
It is. It's nude. It is nude sunbathing weather for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, honey, I've got too much work to do.
Take those chichis out. Show them some sun.
Oh, Jess Duck, it's not too cold today. You just lay out in the sun.
You gotta get in the sun.
Yes.
You get in the sun, and then you get all warm.
And you get all warm.
And it just penetrates you all the way
through. Oh, it's
through,
so nice.
And you get so warm. And then you're brown. I love to be brown.
You use that... What is that stuff? That copper tone that smells like freaking coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love that stuff.
That's right, baby. You're a coconut sun goddess.
Yeah, oil. Shayna likes that oil. She gets all greased up, smelling like a copper tone commercial. That was, I think that was Drew Barrymore. Wasn't she the original?
No. Copper tone baby?
She was the original something, and the dog was pulling on her panties.
Yeah, it would be the Copper Tone Baby.
Yeah, I think that was Drew Barrymore.
Hmm. Where's our fact checker?
It's right here. I'm going to fact check right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost certain.
That's what she said. That's funny. Well,
Drew
hello,
Barrymore,
people.
First Copper Tone Baby. Drew Barrymore was the model child for... Bum-ba-da-bum! Copper tone, suntan lotion, don't be a pale face.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you. That was her. So that wasn't an actual photograph. It was just a drawing of the dog pulling her pants and exposing her white butt, which is a little suggestive if you think about it.
Yeah.
But Drew Barrymore was the model for that.
For that picture.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is strange. I love Drew Barrymore. She's my first crush.
I know.
She's my first Hollywood crush.
She gets y'all happy.
I always felt like if I met her and got to spend some time with her, I could get some. I could get her.
You could get some
of
her?
Oh, I think so.
You could get her.
I could seduce her into liking me for a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait. Or was that Jodie Foster?
Who was Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster was also a copper tone in 65.
See?
Drew Barry, Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie. Drew Barrymore, age 4. Chocolate chip cookie girl. Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Bop it up, bop, bop,
bop. Oh, baby,
look
I
at her.
I knew some magic.
Bake the magic.
Open the door to a wonderful show.
With Pillsbury chip cookies.
Bake the magic of poppin' fresh dough. Hot chocolate chips.
She's 4 years old.
Can even make you smile on a cold rainy day.
It looks just like
that. That's baking things better. You can
make That's magic funny.
We did.
She didn't get to speak.
Nope, but she sure was cute.
I do remember those fresh baked cookies. They were so
cookies.
Warm. Remember when you used to make things?
I know.
You
I
made
used
a cake.
To. Well, I did.
Now you just make masks.
I know.
Man, okay. I could go for some chocolate chip cookies, though, with some pot butter in them.
Ooh.
I love those.
I know you do. We're out of those.
Yeah.
I have the butter.
We have the. What are you doing?
My hand is itching.
Why?
I don't know.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Did you get bit by a spider?
No, a whole bunch of money is going to come to me.
That's what it means when your hand is itching with money.
My palm is itchy.
Ooh, Sermon on the Water is here.
So I got some money coming in.
It's like Sermon on the Mound.
Ow.
Ow. Sermon on the Water.
Well, it's Thursday.
It is Thursday. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We are so excited to be here. And we do have a few things to talk about. I've actually found some interesting stories for us today.
Right.
You seem fascinated.
I am.
Tell me about your morning. How was your morning? I've been out shopping.
My morning was great. I made some masks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went outside and I watered the plants.
Oh, that's nice.
And I made some masks, and then I waited for you to come home, and I sat in the sun for like 5 minutes.
Topless?
No.
Why?
Because I was in the front yard.
Oh, I don't think it matters anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I think you can sit topless in your front yard nowadays. I think there's bigger problems than some exposed nipples in the world right now.
Oh, I had a thought about my ballscape.
Oh, your ballscape?
Yeah, it's going to hang from the ceiling.
Oh, so the balls will be dangling.
Yes.
So then that means when we get the plaster of the said balls, they're going to need to be standing and or dangling off of a chair.
Yeah. We'll put them on the massage table.
And dangle through the hole?
Yeah.
You're a fucking freak. And I love it. And I love it. She did color, Mary.
I did. You should see it. That's good.
She made a, what did I call it? A neon wiener.
No, a psychedelic.
Psychedelic wiener.
Psychedelic penis.
It's sweet. I like it. A psychedelic penis.
I'll take a picture and post it.
Psychedelic. What was that song? Detachable penis. Uh-huh. And then I looked down and my penis was gone. And so I was like,
and
hey.
I looked in the cupboard and it wasn't there.
So then I went to my friend's house.
And it wasn't there.
Detachable penis.
Where did I leave my penis? Who made that song?
Detachable penis.
Yeah. Yeah, next time come over. We'll color dicks together.
Oh,
I love that.
That'll be a great photo
shoot.
You know,
it would be better as if they were real.
Oh.
We could just paint them up.
You want to do like King Missile was the name of the band. Do you want to start doing body painting? Nice job, Sober Mike, but only of wiener paintings. So have guys come over and you can paint, like one could be a little caterpillar.
Yeah.
Or maybe another one could be a dragon.
Yeah, like body painting, just wieners. Yeah.
Huh.
Just your wieners in your sack.
And you'll make a sad face or a happy face. Uh-huh.
You can make a crazy gonzo. Ah!
Well, we've got the airbrush.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's Shayna's happy thought, Amita. She's going to start airbrushing wieners.
Yeah.
So bring one over.
Bring a wiener. Bring me your wiener.
Right now, we're only up to one.
That's you.
Right.
Well, so, we'll start with that.
Right. I'm a good muse.
You are.
I'm a good muse.
You are, but you are easily distracted.
So easily distracted. Yeah. Your paintings get distorted.
Different sizes. That's right.
Aren't they all? Are any two the same?
No.
I don't think so.
I've only seen a few.
Yeah? 100?
In my day. But none of them are the same.
Let's not goof around.
No. None of them are the same.
None of them are the
They're
same.
They're like
Why
snowflakes.
Why would you want them to be the same?
Wieners are like snowflakes.
Oh.
They're
they
all
are.
Different.
Yeah.
Some are innies.
Some are
outies.
Some are outies. Some have five spikes. Some have three.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some have a big hole. Some have a little hole.
Yeah, that's weird.
Some have a mushroom top.
Okay. We get it. All right.
I could talk about this all
day. I got it. Just yesterday. Listen, if you're in the room with your kids, don't talk about your balls. Can I just say yesterday?
That was yesterday.
That whole experience with that guy.
That was freaking hilarious.
It was really funny, but at the same point.
I'm sure that girl was grown.
Well, God, I hope so.
Yeah, right.
She's never listened to this podcast.
This is not
again,
a kid show.
No. That's why I said, why the hell would you let your kid listen? We're talking about balls.
How old she was.
Now we're talking about wieners.
Our kids listen.
Anyways.
They're grown.
I did look into how you can do your thing for your balls.
Oh.
So it will make
life casts.
Life casts. What we'll do is you'll make latex molds of the balls.
Okay.
And then from that latex mold, you'll make a plaster of Paris mold that then you can make your balls out of.
Okay.
Because then you'll have the molds to then cast your positive balls.
What do you think
balls.
You put in there?
Well, I think we need to get something like, you know those things you buy, the little play toys at the checkout?
Uh-huh.
The impulse buy stuff where you grab and squeeze them
uh-huh.
and like the eyeballs squeeze out and right. stuff. It's like that. We need something like that. We need like a balloon
or
with
something.
some sort of a gooey fluid, a thick viscous fluid in there.
You're telling me to stop. Listen to you.
Kind of like a pregnancy mold, only of your nuts.
Yeah.
My nuts.
Yeah.
Anyone's it would be fun. Nuts. Now, I'll be honest with you. Since I own a pair of nuts, it would be kind of interesting to take molds of your nuts, all the different kinds.
Yeah.
Molds.
When they're tight, yeah, when they're saggy.
Because they're like, you know, sometimes you look down and you go, whose nuts are those? You know what I mean? It's like, why are my, and where'd that other one go? Shouldn't there be two in there? You know what I mean? And then some days it's like, where'd this third one come from?
I would play with my nuts all the time.
Why do you think we have our hands in our pockets and on our junk all the time? Dudes, we got them. Oh, it's going to the left. Oh, it's stuck in there. Oh, my balls are pinched.
Yeah.
You know how you got to.
And you guys just do it. You don't even think about it.
Well, no.
We'll be talking to you and you just reach down and readjust yourself.
Well, yeah, it's unconscious.
So Dave did yesterday when we were in the driveway.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought, you guys just don't even think about it.
No. No, we don't.
We see you pinch your head. We see you move it around.
Well, yeah.
We see it all.
It's in the way.
Right,
you know that it's there. Balls are weird. Is there alcohol in this?
No.
Well, why the hell am I drinking it?
Because it's 11 in the morning.
It's 11:27.
Well, it's not 5 o'clock yet. Anyways, I'm sorry to get back on the ball.
All the balls, you're on the ball talk.
I love them so much.
Okay, well we'll work out the ball thing. I got to
put them on your face and spread them out and then blow real hard like.
That's like you were talking about waxing balls to someone the other day, and you said the only way to do it is you have to spread it out and put it in one of those crochet rings,
an embroidery ring. Yeah, and stretch it out.
Stretch it out, wax that portion,
uh-huh,
and then move
the
on.
Ring. Uh huh. Yeah.
I say waxing a ball sack is like trying to start a chainsaw.
It is. Ah! That's what it's like if you don't have the embroidery ring. Just keep stretching out. And don't panic. Let me get the oil. I'll get it off. Well, Amita's already drinking. Oh, Amita, you should come over. We should drink in the sun.
Why aren't we drinking with Amita? Get on over here.
Drink in the sun.
Come sit in the sun. You guys can watch me build a gate. That's what I'm going to work.
Or we could just sit in the sun.
And watch a good-looking man with breasts build a gate. What do you think of that?
You are a good-looking man.
Yeah. Gate building. Drink wines.
Drinking wins.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Do you feel like time has really slowed down since this whole corona thing?
You know what? No.
Really? You don't feel like time is dragging?
Yeah, April dragged. April was slow.
Oh, I disagree. I thought April was the longest fucking year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
April was
and
really
May
year.
And May has flown by. I mean, we're already at the end of May. It's June next week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We got to pay rent.
Yeah.
We need you people to buy some masks. Well, the researchers have done some work, obviously scientists, experts, and crap like that. And they say nearly 50% of people are experiencing a time drag. 24% say that time has been speeding up. It explains why people are losing track of what day it is. Now, that's not the case. It's because we're at home drinking every day. And we're in Groundhog Day. Yeah,
right. Like, I had a meeting yesterday, totally forgot.
Yeah. Well, you were supposed to
that's
go
like
to
the
a
third
meeting,
one.
But we were at our friend's drinking.
Yep. I mean,
because that's called loss of time. We have no idea. I feel like 2020 has... been dragging. I feel like it's just dragging.
Yeah. It has been, I guess. I don't know. No. I'm
working this weird schedule, 2 days on, 1 day off, 1 day on, 2 days off, 2 days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like 3 days off. It's just been weird as fuck.
It has been weird. That's been weird.
Like, I don't know. Like, this morning, my alarm went off.
Well, I know.
We woke up at 3:05.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to go to work. And you were like, why? And I said, well, what day is it? And you said, well, it's only Thursday. And I said, okay. Well, I thought I needed to go to work. And she's like, no, you don't work today. I said, okay.
Right.
And then my alarm starts going off 10 minutes later. And it's like, wait a minute. I got to go to work.
Right.
Is it tomorrow already?
You know,
when you fall asleep.
What day is it?
And that'll fuck you up, too. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. It was Tuesday when we came home. I came home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a nap. And then when I woke up from the nap, I felt like it was the next day I was supposed to go to work.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that that's a true statement. I think that there's a good chance that most all of us are experiencing some type of slowing down in our world.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. There's also those other people, like
May 28th.
The 24% of people who just close that.
Gotcha. Yep.
Who are experiencing a time speed up is like yourself. You're busy. We were so busy making masks nonstop that, you know, it just went so quick.
So quick.
Quick.
Quick, 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 quick. Quick, quick, quick. And it's still going to. But you know what's going to be funner is it's warm outside and we get to be in the sun.
Well, and we can also go places now.
Yeah. That's nice.
And that is nice. We can go back out and have breakfast.
We need to do that. We need to set up a Littleton Cafe run where we can all go in and sit in the restaurant and eat. Or on the patio.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Should
we do that?
We'll talk to Gaga.
We should schedule that.
We will talk to Gaga because we're going to have to get used to everything being different. Right? Like that story I saw on the news today, there's that restaurant down on Broadway that, because you have to use every other table now, they don't want to take out tables, or they can't take out booths, so they're putting mannequins and ghosts.
Yeah, ghosts in ghosts the booths. That was great.
And what's awesome is they're posing them like
they're engaging in a meal.
How the fuck are they making those ghosts? Oh. They're so cool.
Just wire, I'm sure.
Starch.
Yeah, maybe. Because they're moving them.
Kind of hard.
They're moving them and they're lighting them.
Yeah.
So that's a little different.
It's pretty sweet. Either way. Now they're talking about we're not going to be able to go to sporting events this year.
Right.
So how do we as fans engage in our favorite sporting events when you can't go and cheer? We're just at home cheering.
Right.
Right. And that's no good. And the players, they feed off of that.
Right.
That noise from the crowd. Well, no fear, because a Japanese firm has developed an app called Remote Cheering.
I don't know if you should do Japanese apps.
So, well, they're better than Russian.
You know, are
or
they?
Or Chinese. Well, Japanese is good. They're on our side.
Are you sure? Is anyone?
This is a company called Yamaha.
Because they said TikTok is the same thing, and it's bad.
Yeah, but
it's,
that's China.
It's skimming all your crap. Well,
that's a Chinese
app. Right
off
your phone.
Yeah, but that's a Chinese app.
They're listening.
And they're communist. Anyways,
I thought you
this Japanese firm Yamaha, they've developed the cheering app. So what will happen is when you're at home, you'll log into the app, you'll go to your favorite team game, whatever, at the app, and then you will hit the cheer. So through your smartphone, the app will allow cheers to be heard in the empty stadium in real time through loudspeakers. So that means as you're hitting the app button, the cheer button, you're hearing cheers. Oh, it's doing this. This is what the, there you go. That's what the players get to hear. Basically, you'll be hitting this button. Yeah, go, 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 go. Can you just see us in our living rooms? Being like, oh, yeah, they got him. Woo, good job, guys.
That's funny. Well, Classy says they have signs on their chairs in the waiting room at work. People just move the signs and sit down.
Oh, they don't give a shit.
No.
No, you got to put boxes in them.
Or move them away. Just remove the chair altogether.
We're going to need it for the Broncos. We need our own button that says, incomplete.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got to have that.
Yeah.
We need our own incomplete button.
You would think.
Well, we're the only stadium
defense,
that does that
defense.
Shit.
Defense.
Is it? How do you know?
Because that's a Bronco thing. It's a Mile High Stadium thing.
Yeah.
And I know, well, I've been to a couple games. They put it up. Incomplete. bleed.
You don't think they do that in any other game?
No, not other stadiums don't do that. That's a Bronco thing.
How do you know?
Because I said so. Because I've watched a lot of other Bronco games or other football games. I've never seen it, ever. If someone listening is watches football and you've ever seen that in another stadium, I'd like to know.
Is it but just I've watched, a Bronco thing or not?
I think yeah. It's just a Bronco Mile High Stadium thing.
How funny.
What are you smelling?
I don't know.
Did you fart?
No, but sometimes you think like you...
Catch a whiff?
Or yeah.
Of what? B.O.?
I think drugs.
Drugs? What kind of drugs? Like
I
crack?
Don't know. Yeah.
Somebody smoking crack?
Or something.
Interesting. Yeah.
You smell it once and then you just like... Think that maybe sometimes you smell it again.
Everybody smell where you are. Do you smell drugs? Wherever you are in your office, at your work. Someone say your work's any doing
kind,
drugs.
Any kind.
Well, I think I'm hyperventilating. Well, I just want everyone to know that I'm glad you're here. I'm happy. I'm cheering for you.
Cheering for you. Woo, woo, woo.
We saw this coming right here.
Oh.
But we'll get to that in a little bit. Do you know that when you're afraid of bugs, snakes, spiders, and crap like that, it's not you were taught it. Science has found out that we're born with it.
Sure. Of course. Why wouldn't you be born with that fear?
So my complete irrational fear of spiders is I was born with it.
Yeah.
So stop making fun of me that I scream like a little girl when I see a spider and you have to come kill it.
I know.
Or no, you don't kill them. You relocate them now. You're some sort of fucking spider saver.
Spider whisperer.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Whatever the hell you're doing. And we'll see.
Like you didn't need to kill that centipede the other day.
That centipede was going to kill one of us.
You could have taken it outside.
Oh, I took it outside with the paint roller. And now it's been clearly marked with white paint. If it tries to come back in, I will know it.
It's dead.
Well, we
you
can't,
killed it with the white paint.
I can't verify that. I cannot verify or deny the thing. Now, Dee says that science making shit up. I think that you can just be born with innate fears. I mean,
Ariel was born with a huge fear of flying bugs.
Yeah, I don't understand where that came from.
No,
I mean, it was like from an infant, she just had
a
bug thing.
She reacted that
way.
Now,
the stories I have always been told was my grandmother. Oh, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
She was so afraid of bugs that I can remember as a kid, she had aluminum foil on every window in her trailer.
Mm.
She had no white light bulbs. Every light bulb in her house was yellow.
Mm.
She went outside. She was wearing a full length coat, vinyl coat from the 70s.
Yeah.
And
was
white gloves. Yeah. Well, she had the clear one and she had a clear yellow one. And then she had a white one that she would wear so she looked like some weird doctor. And she would wear white gloves and she'd fucking wear a big hat with the net over it that would go down onto her chest and big sunglasses and an umbrella. And she very rarely went outside because she would come over to because my grandma and grandpa lived in the same trailer park but in different trailers.
Right.
And they were married. And I would go visit grandpa and grandma would walk over one little lane to grandpa's trailer and he'd be like, oh fuck, here she comes. Turn the TV off and
get on the floor.
She's out there. Jack, I know you're in there. I know you are in there. Shawnee's in there. I know he's in there. Fine. And she'd leave. And then after she'd leave, he'd be like, go over to your grandma and see what you wanted. He would. And then I would. And she'd
just didn't want her in the house.
Nope. And she'd make me lunch.
That's funny.
Fun. Yeah, I loved it. But she was deathly afraid. I heard she stripped all her clothes off one time in the park when she was younger. She was just born with that fear of bugs. And so I think Ariel has it. I tried not to give our kids fear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that of bugs. Remember, especially bumblebees. And I'd be like, oh, look, the bees, they don't like you. They like flowers. You stink. Stuff like that. Never really worked. But I think that there's a good chance that phobias are learned over time, but they may have found, you know, there could be something to that.
There could be something to it.
Imagine if you had a huge fear of bugs and you lived in Chicago.
Oh.
Why Chicago? Some of the worst cities with bed bugs.
Yeah.
Cities with the most bed bugs are Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Chicago, L.A., Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
I think Denver got on that list, like the top 50 for a while that we had bed bugs. But I'm afraid of bed bugs. That I have a real real freak out about.
Well, remember when Patrick would go to Chad's dad's and his dad's apartment building had bed bugs, and he came home all eaten up. And the first time I was like, those are bed bug bites. And he's like, no, sir. And I would not let him come into the house or bring his bag into the house after he was over there.
Yeah, we wouldn't animate him take his clothes off outside.
In the garage, yep.
And you put him right in the dryer, I think.
Yeah.
I make up most of my data. Have you not been listening
to
this show?
Not listened?
85% of 20% of what I say is true. Okay? So just remember that. I go, I find things, and then I distort the truth. I don't know. I don't that the which data are you referring to? I can say that I found that we're a Born Afraid from the National Institute of Mental Health and the cities with the
bed bugs
from a very known, well credible site known as uselessknowledge.com. Where you should also get all your information.
That's right.
Uselessknowledge.com. All right. I hope that helps. I also have a study right here from Playboy magazine that says a lot of people, like 44% of people, no, what is it? 56% of people say tickling turns them on sexually.
Yeah.
Tickling.
Tickling.
I am immune to it.
You like tickling.
But I'm immune to it. I don't really tickle.
I tickled
my
you this
neck.
Morning.
Well, that was, see, now that's the different kind of tickle.
It's a tickle.
I guess it is.
It's not just tickling your feet.
Oh, see, I only, it, you can, yeah, okay.
You think it's only tickling your feet.
Or your armpits.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah.
You tickle anyone.
None of that works for me.
Sexual tickling is your whole body, not
like
just
I can't,
your feet.
Like my neck, if you even get close to my neck, would you
know.
Do with your whole face,
I know.
Like you do, I can't even take it.
I
that
know,
is
I
so
love
ticklish.
It.
So I guess, okay. I think I fall into the 56%.
Yeah. And you get all excited and fun.
What about those people who...
Thank you, Jay Baby.
Oh, Jay Baby, you're so great. I'll tickle you next time I see you. Unless you're one of the 44% that find tickling annoying. Oh, my God. My hair boss just heard us talking about tickling. Tickling pisses me off.
You?
That's just what Classy says.
Yeah.
Now, why? Let's read the rest of this. Tickling pisses me off. Sexual sensations are different. I think it's more about the intensity. I hate being tickled. You just need permission from Steve. I need to tickle him first. Shayna does not stand for it.
I don't like to be tickled.
At all.
No.
Not even a bit. If I come,
not
if
even
I,
in a caressing way.
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Like how I tickled you this morning. I was just tickling your chest with my nails.
Yeah, that was just
rubbing my nails over, and you love that. You do that to me. I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm a tickler. I'm a soft. I have a very soft touch, and you don't go for it.
Sometimes.
Like when I try to rub your back, you're just like, oh, you're tickling me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm opposite. Let's tickle on my back until your hand falls off.
Yeah, that's what you like.
But that doesn't get me
my
sexually.
My sisters used to make me do that, though. I always had to scratch their backs. And tickle their backs when we were going to sleep because we always shared a room.
Right.
And so I just, maybe that's why I don't like it.
Mm. Anything about it?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll tickle you, but I don't want you to just tickle me.
Okay. Well, then that would make you part of the 44%.
Right.
That think tickling is annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
I would rather you rub me.
Yeah, you would.
Then tickle me.
Mm-hmm.
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 I know you would. All right, look. So I've got the two stories, and this is why I wanted to talk about this. And this comes from nowhere in particular. You never know where you're going to meet and find love. One survey of more than 5,000 travelers found that approximately one in every 50 traveler has met their soulmate on board of a plane.
Hmm.
So... says he wants to know if he can rub you, but I think he's talking to me.
I like to be rubbed.
She does like to be rubbed, and
you know,
I like to.
We could probably work something out.
Yeah, we have a table. we have a table and a towel. I don't fly enough to know if I could have ever met my soulmate on aboard a plane. But do you think that maybe it doesn't have to be a plane? It could just be anywhere weird.
No.
Like odd? Or do you think this is just absolutely stupid? Because I was going to try and correlate this right here with Love is in the Air to the story up here.
No, you
can't.
That
divorce is also in the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And so which one is true? I mean,
Listen, love is wherever love is going to be. That is just a one survey about it being on an airplane.
On an airplane.
Right. You know what I mean? We fucking met at a bongathon. I'm sure you could do a survey about that. You know? I mean, it's just, you can, that's a ridiculous survey to say that that's where you're going to meet somebody. You know, if you are a flight attendant or you fly a lot or you travel a lot, well, then sure, your chances are greater.
Right, of course, to be meeting on the plane.
Yeah, because that's a place you're hanging out. Oh, so that's a great question.
What number of those people, one in every 50 travelers has met their soulmate aboard, worked for the airline?
Right, or traveled a lot.
Yeah, see, there's a lot more data that we need.
Yeah, we need more information.
I just, as I perused the story, I felt like it was a story that was saying that people are finding love now during this pandemic because they're going through different avenues and ways to go about meeting and getting to know people.
Sure.
Instead of just one night stands and hooking up in bars and stuff.
Sure.
Like that. And so I thought maybe that that study was going to lead more towards that kind of data.
No.
But that's not the case.
No. And what?
Nothing. And that's how I was going to relate it to the divorce one, because they are saying the divorce attorneys are getting more phone calls. They're having their businesses up.
We talked about this early.
I know.
Because now, all of a sudden, you can live with someone and kind of tolerate them. But when you're in a lockdown situation with them, you're going to be like, oh, balls.
It can be tough.
I got to get out of here.
It could be tough. Yeah. Well, that's all. But my studies didn't work for each other.
Nope.
So I got nothing on that one. All I can tell you is that I do like being tickled, and it does turn me on.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know for sure. And today is National Brisket Day.
Oh.
So we need to make a brisket.
We have a brisket.
I know. National Brisket Day.
Oh, and National Hamburger Day.
So I figured since...
Oh, it's National Work From Home Day.
Yeah, we're doing all of these things. And I am going to have a hamburger for lunch right after this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to grill it up with fire. I like cooking with fire.
I like cooking with fire. I like it when you cook with fire.
Tomorrow is Biscuit Day.
Biscuit.
So I'm going to butter your biscuits tomorrow, okay? And then we're going to
butter your biscuit.
And then why would you want to put a pillow on your fridge day?
I don't know. On the top of your fridge, it's just going to get warm.
Well, and greasy. I mean, think about it. The fridge is in your kitchen. A lot of grease lands.
You going to leave
there.
It up there?
I don't know. It's put a pillow on your fridge day.
Tomorrow. We're going to have to look into that.
Yeah. Any ideas?
I don't know.
Butter your biscuit. That's right. That sounds sexual.
It does.
Wow, you're dirty, Gordy. That's rude. Nothing we do is alluding towards sexual things.
What?
All right, put a pillow over your face, Dave. No, on your fridge.
I thought it was over your face, too. When I first read it, I thought, put a pillow over your face.
Go.
You know what I love?
Search, Google, search, dumbass. On May 29th, put a pillow on your fridge day to bring good luck and wealth to your home, because it is put a pillow on your fridge day. The origin of put a pillow on your fridge days are pretty much unknown, but common wisdom is that the holiday gives a modern day twist on an old tradition of putting linens in the pantry to bring good luck.
Huh.
Whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's put a pillow on your fridge day. So, everyone, I expect to see pictures of pillows on top of your fridges tomorrow.
Your refrigerator.
Yeah. So, we're going to definitely be doing that because it's good luck.
Yeah.
It's really good luck. And, you know, the Everything Swallow podcast.
I like Mary Poppins. Smack your man with a pillow.
Smack your man with a pillow day.
That's funny. Gordy says he tried that once with his wife to put a pillow on her face.
Yeah.
We weren't having sex at the time, so she wasn't happy.
Yeah. They wake up pissed off when you do that. It's sleepy time, baby.
Oh, there's still some life in you. I guess yeah. We'll try that
we got a
again
fight.
Later.
A little fight left in you, I can tell. And that's when you move right to sex and say, hey, what's going on? I accidentally knocked that pillow on your face. My elbow.
And then I fell on it.
Oh, you know I'm going to put a picture of my pillow on my fridge because I think that DDDD has made a very valid point. It will show how much everyone listens to us.
Yeah.
And we just want to know if you'll put a pillow on your fridge for us, what won't you do? That's kind of where I'm going.
Well, I feel like we already know.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to...
I mean, most of these people, we already know.
We got ball and nipple cast appointments already set. I guess you're right. How are we going to get...
Exactly.
How are you going to get Gordy's cast?
I don't know.
He's going to have to make it himself and send it over here?
Send it over.
That would be awesome.
That would
if you were getting life casts of men's nut sacks in the mail.
You know what? That would be awesome. I totally agree with
only
you.
Only Shayna.
That yeah. would be awesome.
I don't know, but I can always use good luck. And people do weirder things than just put pillows on the top of their fridge to try and induce some good vibes, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
We burn sage and we burn the sweet grass and we run around naked and I make whistles noises, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And so we have weird rituals just as regular people, and I bet you do too. You might not admit it or know what it is,
but you have them.
But you have them. You know what I mean? And so we all have our own thing that we do. So why not throw a pillow on the fridge? Take a picture
up
of it.
And making your cup of coffee every morning
is ritualistic.
Totally.
Because it's like, now I will have a good day.
Mary Poppins, I think your boyfriend could see on top of the fridge.
Isn't he like 7'2"?
Yeah, he's super tall.
Yeah.
Super tall guy.
Maybe have him have a look up there.
Yeah, he could put it up there.
Yeah, and then take it down. The funny thing is if you put one up there, how long will it stay?
Right?
Because I can see myself going, shit, I need to grab that pillow off there. And then like 2 weeks later, crap, I'm going to grab that pillow.
I need to get that pillow off.
But then I go over there to get it, and I'm... But I open the fridge and I'm going to look inside and I'll grab a snack and like a little cheese stick. And then by that time, the pillow, I forgot.
How much do you think people tolerate their partners?
Whoa. I don't know.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, like Mary Poppins says, oh, he may not want to do that. But like, if you're silly and your partner is not, that's not much fun.
I could see that being a problem.
You know?
Well, someone's always going to be annoyed.
Well, you would hope not always. I'm not always annoyed with you. Are you always annoyed with me?
No, but I'm the silly one.
Yeah, but I'm silly sometimes.
Right, you are. But you're not silly, which, yeah, then I'm annoyed with you.
When I'm not silly, yeah. You're annoyed with me?
Yeah.
You sure. are?
Well, not like annoyed, like, but you know what I mean? But sure, you get annoyed with me.
Well, not annoyed. How much do you tolerate? Right, like, is it funny? Is it not funny? Do you think they're funny? Like, for most of the time, I think you're pretty funny.
Right, but then sometimes when you don't, then I'm like, come on, lighten up.
It's like 5 days a month.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, and it's really they're all grouped together.
And yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. I think that's all the part of it is having all those moments inside of a marriage makes it strong and healthy because
right.
you have those moments to remember. But how many people are doing it exclusively? I don't know.
Hmm.
You know,
I think a lot. I was just wondering. I know that Mary Poppins has been with her man for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah, and they've gone through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we've been together a long time. That's what I was telling Chantel this morning.
We've been through a lot of stuff.
I mean, we've been together hanging out 20 years, sleeping in the same bed.
21 coming up in next month or 2 months.
Yeah.
What the hell is it? June, July? Yeah, 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just interesting, I think. Well, yeah, you know.
So let's go do something crazy. You know, I guess that's what. Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy.
You know, we've been together 20 years, and we've done some wild stuff, and we've done some boring stuff, and we've done some crazy stuff, but let's go do more crazy and new stuff. Let's take more adventures. Let's get in the car and drive somewhere. You know, let's
go. Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of adventures?
I would love
we
to
do
see
so
Mesa Verde.
Much fun stuff.
What's that place where those Native
Verde.
Americans
yeah.
lived? Yeah, I'd like
Mesa
to go there. My whole life, I've never seen it. And I know it's only like 4 hours away,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But on the way is all kinds of kick-ass stuff. Never been to the Royal Gorge, ever, my whole life. I know they just opened it back up.
Oh.
And we'd go to the hot springs, and that's like
30 Is the Royal Gorge the
minutes.
One that they have the train to?
Yes.
That you can take the train ride
Yeah,
through
I don't know
and,
if it's open now.
And
but.
Eat on the train and
I
have
think
like
so.
The dinner or whatever.
I believe
that would
so.
Be fun.
The
I
Royal Gorge trip or
yeah.
Royal Gorge Railway, yes. And they have that fucking swing. that you get in and it swings you way out.
Oh, I would
over
do that swing.
I would do the swing.
What?
I will scream and I will pee. Okay? I'm going to pee myself and I'm going to scream. But after the initial...
Udina Joe said, it's scary to walk across. Yeah, let's go. I agree. We should make a field trip.
Yeah, because we're grown-ups, God dang it.
Yeah.
And we can do whatever we want.
Do whatever we want.
But we don't.
Whenever we want.
You know what I mean?
They're camping there in September.
And you're camping where in September?
Royal
At the
Gorge.
Royal Gorge? These people are camping everywhere.
I know, right?
We have a camper.
We need to go. Yeah, we need to go to the Royal Gorge.
Son of a bitch. Well, we're going to go camp at the Hot Springs, which is right by the Royal Gorge.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the Royal Gorge.
Okay.
That's how we'll do it. And then we'll get Hot Springs and Royal Gorge. And, well, at least we went to the Bishop's Castle.
Right, we did that last year.
We did that, so we got one adventure in last year.
That was part of our adventure last year, was the Bishop Castle.
I do know they're going to Mount Rushmore,
oh.
Which I want to go to Mount Rushmore, too, but they're going out there to camp. Oh. I bet that's hot, humid.
Bugs.
Buggy. But I bet they have air conditioning in that camper.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we don't.
No.
We don't have air conditioning. Which is okay. I mean, less clothing.
You know what?
Less clothes. No, more heat, less clothes, more copper tone.
Yeah, it's going to be buggy and hot. And you know what? That's okay because then you get all sweaty and you slide around more.
You're a freak. See?
We are the same.
I think it's an exciting time for everyone.
It is. Well,
we need to go do it more adventures.
I'm just curious because I know that there are some people out there struggling right now.
Yeah.
You know, well, maybe not just right now, but maybe has been. But right now it has
come to a head.
Yeah.
Starting to come to a surface.
Yeah.
To a boiling point.
Yeah.
To a camel's straw back, a very broken. The camel's back is weak.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with camel toe.
Yep. No, the camel toe is big.
Yeah. The camel's back is weak. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, just like I was just saying, the frickin' attorneys are saying they are seeing more people coming into their offices. Let me read
calling
it really,
in.
Really quick. Yep. Divorce attorneys are saying that they're getting more calls every day from people who want to dump their spouses as soon as possible. So they're expecting an avalanche of divorce filings because they've been stuck together in their home for months, and they've realized that they kind of don't really like each other.
Right, that's what I was saying.
And it's time to bail.
Gotta get out of there.
Yeah. That's when you need to get them this app right here. or it's this one. Maybe it's this one.
Yeah.
People keep saying 2020 is going to suck, and I think not. Let's turn it around and have some fun.
I agree.
That is the point.
Yep.
Right. Let's not focus on the doom and gloom. But if you're in a position, it's also maybe the year and the time to speak up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is what I'm practicing my own self with you and myself and with other people in my life. I'm practicing speaking up.
Right.
And speaking the truth in my mind. And I've tried it out a couple times.
Speaking your own truth.
Speaking
even.
My own truth and standing up for what I want in the moment.
Yeah.
Not holding it, festering it, and let it bothering me. It worked out okay once and not semi-okay the second time. But
why?
I just think that there was, you know, the argument that took place and stuff. And
no, what are you talking about?
Here at the house.
Oh.
You know what I mean? When I was asserting myself and saying, listen, I'm not going to tolerate this kind of stuff anymore.
Right.
This is not, I've allowed this in my life
right.
and people to act like this.
Right,
and talk
right,
to me like
right,
this.
Right. I got you. I got you. Know what I mean?
So
I'm all cut up now.
My delivery is definitely needing some work. But
yeah, but you're out of practice.
It's time that we stand up and say, listen, I'm not going to stop doing that to me.
Right.
I don't care how it affects you or what you think about it. If you don't like it, there's the door,
yeah.
Which is what I did the other day.
Yeah.
And because I'm not going to be that. I'm not doing that.
Uh-uh.
Anymore.
And you don't have to.
Right. Because I don't have to. Because I'm a grown up to. And I no longer want to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. I believe it's going to work.
It is going to work.
And I want to be that way in my work life. And I want to be that way. I want to be open and honest with you. And I want to be open and honest with my friends and the people around me. Because if you don't, then you know, like I did, I sat for a long time not speaking how I actually felt
right.
in my job, and then it eventually, you know, cost me the job.
Yeah.
When it didn't have to, had I 2 years in said, hey.
Yeah, it would have cost you the job then.
Possibly, but maybe it would have been different.
Yeah.
It could have been different, and I wouldn't have been so beat up.
Right.
You
leaving
know?
The job.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That abusive marriage.
Right. That's what you were in.
You were in an
abusive polyamorous yeah. relationship.
Yeah. Without the benefits.
Without any benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's a new 2020 is a new existence for me myself.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I guess.
It should be.
I think for everybody.
Yeah,
it has to be.
You
have to learn how you're going to be successful in these times.
Yep.
You have to learn to adapt. You have to learn to change. You have to...
The virus put a strain on a lot of things.
Yeah, but the strain was already there.
Oh, it just kind of exposed it.
Yeah, magnified it.
Because just humankind.
Yeah.
We've been under this oppressive... this overexcited, entitled energy
yeah.
that everyone deserves the exact same thing as everyone else. And that's just not how the world works.
Yeah.
And therefore, we were put under a strain of the sickness. We're put under this strain of, now, wait a minute, we all have to do the same thing.
Right.
We have to stay home. We all have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I got to close down my fucking restaurant.
We all have to abide.
I worked 45 years to bake this pizza place, and now you're making me shut it down
right.
for 3 months. You know what I mean? I understand that it's been a strain financially, emotionally, sexually on people. A lot of people are pent up. What about all those sluts that would go out and get banged every weekend?
Yeah, right. Now
you know what I mean?
And you're not.
You know they're out there. There's those girls out there. They're sex-addicted little sluts.
Yeah.
And
I do think so, too. Like, the virus is just kind of an excuse to blame it on something else, right? And to blame everything on the virus. Oh, it's the virus. Oh, it's the virus. Oh, it's the virus. But it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not.
Yep.
The virus is just something else that we all have to live through. But if you had the issues before, they just got magnified.
Well, yeah.
During the virus.
Because the distractions are gone.
Yeah.
All distractions are gone.
Yeah. And I like what Dina Jo says. She's always been afraid to speak her mind. You know?
Yeah.
Comes to the conclusion that if others don't like it, then that's okay.
See?
Move on and grow. I mean, that's exactly it. But we get in this place to where we don't want to hurt each other's feelings. We don't want to speak our truths in our real lives because it's going to make you angry
right.
or it's going to upset you.
Yeah.
But then at the same point, you're not even taking any consideration for yourself or what you need.
Well, and what I've also learned is you're not giving the other person an opportunity to learn something about you and grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what I have done
yeah.
to people in my life.
Yeah.
You know, with you,
well,
I've always been really open and I've been able to express myself with you most of the time. But, you know, outside, especially in work environments and stuff, I was also that way. I don't know. It's hard to explain because I always carried myself with a fuck you.
Yeah.
I will say and be and act however I want.
Right.
And I went through life as that. That's
right.
how we met.
Right.
That's how I lived. That's how it was. And then I just got somehow I let that go away.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I became, all right, man, whatever you want. Whatever you fucking say.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever you say. And I don't want to be the fucking fine whatever you say guy anymore. I want
right.
to be the no, fuck you. That's stupid. I'm not. I'm
right.
not going to do that anymore. And so it's like getting back to it. And I love, Dina Jo, that you're finding your voice and you're recognizing the fact, just like, you know, I am.
Yeah.
I've lost some strength in myself.
Right.
And I'm taking ownership
right.
back.
Well, and like Jess Duck, need to learn that it's okay to disagree. You don't have to agree on everything. You just have to be polite to each other.
Right. And
you
that's...
just have, not even polite, just show common decency.
Just listen. You just got to listen to people. You don't
yeah.
have to agree with them at all. You know,
yep.
especially if you're in a relationship with them. You just have to listen.
Boundaries. 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 That's classy.
Oh,
she's gotten better
so
about sticking up for herself. Boundaries are important. You know,
yeah.
you got to set the tone. Boundaries, right? I've had several things happen to me in this last several months. A lot of people come to me. A lot of people come to me. They talk to me. They tell me their life stories. They tell
yes,
me
they
all
do.
Their stuff, right? And then... they get upset at me when I set a boundary.
Right.
You know? And it's like, but if it's not healthy, you have to set boundaries.
Yeah.
And with some of the people, it's not healthy. So mm-hmm. you have to set a boundary. And if that makes them mad, that's their own problem.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I have to take care of myself as well. But that's something that we don't never, you know, really, really learn or teach, you know?
And that's that's our fault. Like, if I'm going to get mad at you because you don't know something about me, that's my fault.
Yeah.
Because this I didn't take the time to tell you in the first place.
Right. And like T. Price right here, you have to learn to talk with your partner, not to them.
Yeah.
That's how communication begins. I just told that to someone that was at my house this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I said, maybe you need to change the way you're talking to him. Because he's not listening to you. He's not hearing you because maybe, and this is a thing I think that happens with women as being the women and the wife and the mom and the caretaker, we just get bossy.
Yeah.
We just get bossy. And so then it's like, oh, well, now you're just nagging me. You're just nagging me. And it's like, I'm not nagging you. I'm trying to talk to you. But because I'm your wife and I'm your mom and I'm the keeper of everything.
Yeah.
You know, that it does feel that way. And so you do need to learn to talk differently.
It's tones, right?
Oh, gosh, tones.
Yeah. We talk about tones. I have to ask all the time because I am sensitive. I'm a delicate flower. And sometimes you'll say something to me that's very benign, but yet the tone that my ears pick it up in, I hear, oh, my God, she hates me. Or, oh, my gosh, she's upset about this thing or upset about this, which is where I have come to say, I heard that, like, you're upset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yesterday.
Well, I had to teach Patrick to do that at a young age.
Yeah,
because like, I'll talk in a firm tone.
Yep.
And then he'll be like, wait a minute.
He would start crying.
Well, and then I would be like, why are you crying? Well, you're mad at me. I'm not mad. And so then I would teach him to ask me. And so even to this day.
Yeah.
Like, he is here the other day, and I said something. He's like, Mom, are you mad? And I was like, no, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay. And then I'll change my tone. Because a lot of times I have so many things in my head that I'm thinking all at the same time.
Yeah.
That maybe it does come out in a strong tone.
It does.
You know?
It does.
But yeah, got to ask. Are you mad? No. Okay. That's fine. You know? But you have to talk. You got to be out there. You got to do it.
Yeah. Well, and like Dina Jo says, it's time to positive up our existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that happens. It comes from a universal respect that we each have to find. But people are shooting each other for freaking wearing masks or not wearing masks.
I saw a thing on Facebook. The restaurants just opened yesterday.
Yeah.
And I saw a waitress's tip, a receipt, and it had no tip because I don't like your mask.
Yeah. That's bullshit. And it was a big tip. I mean, it was a big bill.
Yeah, it was almost $100.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? And you're not. And they know that these people, this is the way they survive.
Yep.
If that is how you're going to be, don't leave your house. Don't go places.
Stay
inside. Don't go to anywhere that they're wearing masks then if it bothers you.
Just go to those places that dead are don't care. You know what I mean? But
it's just infuriating because it's like, wow.
This is also going to be difficult for people psychologically moving forward after this. And right now, psychologists are saying it's really important that we as a society don't shame each other or judge each other because we're going to come across people who don't wear the masks.
Right.
And by us being shameful or being, you know, just plain rude, which is how we seem to be anymore
it
as Americans,
like
it's only going to reinforce that distance and that need to separate ourselves as mankind.
Right.
As maskers and non-maskers. Or the government.
The starbelly snitches.
The starbellies and
the
non-starbellies. Exactly.
I mean, Dr. Seuss already taught us about this, people.
Yep.
Go get the book.
It doesn't matter. These masks will go away at some point. But for some people, they
won't.
There are going to be people that will just wear masks the rest of their lives when they go out in public because they don't trust any of us.
Right.
Because...
And that's their prerogative.
It's their prerogative.
That's the beautiful part about being an American and being a human being.
But we don't have to be dicks about it.
Nah.
I said what I said, and I did it in a nice way. I tried. Hey, you should have a mask on. Like, I was going to sell the dude a mask. Right? That was my motivation.
Yeah.
And the motherfucker chased me down in his car.
He was very angry.
He was so pissed. He called me a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
He's yelling at me and running in my car for wearing my mask and asking him about a mask. At that point, I'm not trying to sell him shit. I just want to get away from
him.
Well,
now because you don't know what his hatred and anger is even coming from.
Exactly.
Because it's like, holy mackerel.
I don't care anymore.
Are you having a bad day?
I quietly judge people in my mind.
Yeah.
I just don't. That's it. And that's how we should all do it. Treat people nice and respectful, and then just judge them quietly in your mind.
Well,
like we all used to do when we treated each other decent.
Yeah.
What?
You know, you don't always have to like what the other person's doing.
You don't.
You know, you don't. It doesn't matter. But you don't have to be a jerk about it. And you don't have to try to force your opinion on them. That's what's happening is like, oh, no, I know better than you.
Right.
I know better than you. Right. I know. And it's like, no, you don't. That's you can't tell me. Yep. Yeah. It's and interesting.
It's when, listen, I'm just going to wear the mask because I want to. Well, you're stupid for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where the fuck do you get off telling that? You know what I mean?
Well, and like sometimes you want to be like, did you know that person wearing the mask has lupus?
Oh, right. Exactly. You don't even know if he's shit like that.
And they're protecting themselves because they have a compromised immune system. You know what I mean?
Or they have asthma.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people have asthma.
COPD.
Or,
you know what I mean? The list goes on and on where it's just like, wow, you're so small-minded that you only see through this one pinhole of the whole vision.
Well, like Jason, or they beat cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's ignorant.
Yeah.
And that guy really displayed ignorance and aggressive bullying.
Yeah.
And he was coming at me.
Aggressive bullying.
And all I said was,
as bad as aggressive panhandling.
It's a panhandling aggressively. It's not okay. Give me your 50 cents. Hey. I don't want this granola bar.
Anyways, that's just funny. I don't know. We need to love each other. We need to be forgiving. And we need to learn how to communicate.
Yes, we do, honey.
That's what should be happening right now during this pandemic. People should be learning how to communicate.
Well, they are. Through Zoom and through Teams.
Right.
And through online dating apps. Oh, I want to talk to that dating person. We need to get that person in here next week because the dating world has got to be fucked up right now.
Well, you can't do anything.
Oh, it would suck.
I mean, when we talked to Dan, he's trying to date online, and you're just having Zoom dates.
Yep, but that's that.
And then
can't
you
be
get
productive.
In there, and she's not even showered in 3 weeks, right? And then you're like, "Oh my God, you could have brushed your hair. Is that a Cheeto in your hair?" You
know. And then she pulls it out. And she's like, "Oh yeah, thanks. It is." Wasn't that from a movie?
Nah, it's from Big Bang. Penny did
Big Bang. Penny did. I just saw that Penny from Big Bang just sold her house in Hollywood for $5 million.
Wow.
She's moving into a new house. Her house used to be owned by the woman that formerly looks like Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian. And I thought, damn, she made a lot of money on that TV show.
Yeah.
Being Penny.
Yeah.
I could have been Penny. That was funny. I can eat fruit out of my hair.
You can eat food out of your hair. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Mr. Swallow. You're great.
Yes, I am great. You know?
You
it's
are.
Good to be great. And everyone listening to this podcast is great. I want you to know that. We love you guys.
Yeah,
I'm not closing up or anything. I just am saying that we all should be reminded of how great we are.
Yeah.
You know, and with all this garbage, and we're going into a goddamn election.
I know.
So you know we're going to hear a shit ton about that.
Right.
I don't need to hear Biden or Trump tell me how great either one of them are.
No. Because
they both suck ass.
Yeah. All of them. All of them suck ass.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. We need to just wipe them all out and start over.
I almost feel like, can we just do like with everything else, can we just skip the election this year? But I'm not doing that. That'll give that guy way too much head.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So this is what we got to do.
Love will keep us together.
Woo!
Think of me, babe, whenever. Some sweet talking girl comes along, singing a song. Don't mess around, you just gotta be strong.
Here we go.
Woo! Because I really love you.
we gotta just stop, right? Just stop. Think about love.
Keep us together.
Well, today is going to be a very productive day for me. Shayna has left the room, which means I get to tell you all about what I'm up to. I'm finally getting... Oh, here she comes. Hey! Love forever. Nice. Got nothing on under there, huh? I couldn't see. Woo! And stop. I should learn this
all
song.
All I think of when forever. I hear this song is Starsky and Hutch.
I know. But that's such a good movie. It's a great movie. Hugs, Classy. Everybody give hugs to Classy.
Mm-hmm. I hug Classy.
The Captain and Tennille, they loved each other until they didn't anymore. And then they got a divorce. And they stopped spreading the love. And then it just became Captain. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we watched that little story on him?
Yeah, we did.
That guy had the blackest, deadest eyes.
Crazy. Because he was an alien.
I think he was an alien. He was a musical, like, phenom genius, the Captain was. But if you look at pictures of that guy, his eyes are dead.
They're just black.
Black.
Like, have no color.
No color. Just like a doll's eyes, all black and lively.
That's great.
Woo! I want some bell bottoms, though. I was getting ready to tell everybody, since you left the room, I'm going to finally finish building my gate today.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to pop up our camper.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work on the camper.
Okay.
Because I'm anticipating getting to take it out soon.
Okay.
Because we're going to get your dad's truck. It's going to get worked on.
Yeah.
He's going to let us borrow it. And so we're excited about being able to take the camper out. So I want to work on it in anticipation.
Yes, okay.
And so I'm feeling really good. I got the garage all painted and I've got my cupboards all hung.
I know.
I mean, I've done some shit this week, like man stuff.
Finally.
Cut some trees.
We've been so busy doing other things.
I let you mow the yard.
Oh, yeah.
I threw you that bone.
I mowed the yard.
I was not happy about it.
I like to mow the yard.
Okay.
That's I don't fine. Know why you don't like. I like
hey,
to do it.
I love shoveling snow, so you don't have to understand it. I don't need to understand.
I let you shovel the snow.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I do it, but then it snows enough. You can do it when you get home.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to I understand
know.
Why you like to mow.
Yeah.
It's your thing. And luckily, we've got
I
a
like
really
to garden.
We've got a really nice self-propelled mower right now, so I know it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah. I used to because
that's
use
all
the
I
push
care
more.
About. You know what I mean? All I care about, Shayna, is you.
I know.
And I don't want you to have any pain in your shoulders or your neck or head or face, back, wherever it is you're hurting. And I feel like mowing could exacerbate.
It does. It does. It absolutely
the situation.
Does.
So that's all.
Well, thank you.
You're my little China doll.
I appreciate
just
that.
Just keep you safe.
I love how much you love me.
And tan. If you would just tan
I
a little
know,
more.
Man.
You're
I'm
pretty
trying.
White right now.
I know.
For you. White is good.
No, it's not. Look.
Well, not on you.
No.
No.
It's so pale.
Yeah. But pale is not bad.
It's white.
It's okay.
I don't like it. I'm brown, and I like to be brown all over.
Boom, boom.
Can you imagine how my sister's feeling right now?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine how white she is?
Oh, she's addicted to the tanning salon.
Yeah.
That's a woman who had no business not buying a freaking or her own booth.
Yeah, because she does it every day.
All the money she spent on tanning, she could have bought her own lamp.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet those bulbs are expensive. But either way.
She's the only one using it.
That's right. You got to sanitize it.
You think those
it.
Would last a long time.
Yeah.
Nah, you should probably still sanitize it.
Ah, whatever. I wouldn't. Mary needs a nap, but that's fine. I need a drink.
Yeah, it's almost
ready.
Time.
You said I had to wait till 5, so it's afternoon now.
Yeah, so that's time.
And I have to go use power tools.
Oh, yeah, you should.
And so I should have a drink
so
to get rid of the shake. Good vibes for your blood work, Mary. We're all thinking positive thoughts
yes.
right now, collectively, positive thoughts.
Positive
everyone
energy,
in the room,
love and light.
Mary, love and light, and good reports.
Yes.
Because that's what we like. We like good reports.
Good reports.
And what's everybody else doing today? Who's all working? Is everybody back to a regular schedule and laughter? I drank at 8 a.m. Oh, yeah, it's p.m. somewhere. I get what he's saying, yeah. Because Shane is still making masks. You just let us know.
Yep,
if you
I
need
am.
Masks. Let's do some business.
do some business.
Yeah.
What's our business?
Our business is this. Our business is to be here for you every single day. I want to thank those people that are partnering with us on a monthly basis
yes.
as a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patron. And we encourage and would love all of you to continue and become a patron.
Yes.
Super simple. Just hit that little button. Make sure and share the show every time you listen, whenever you listen. Make sure and give us reviews any chance you get.
Yeah, hearts,
give
likes,
us
stars.
A five-star
yeah.
review.
Anything.
Remember, a four-star review is a bad review.
Yeah.
So five-star reviews. If there's a heart, hit the heart, hit the like. Five-star reviews. And that just helps in the algorithm of time and life of the podcast world. If you want to be on the podcast.
Yeah. You can email us.
Yeah. And we're also, email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. But we're also looking into getting some merchandise now.
Yes.
Shane is going to start tie-dyeing this weekend.
Yep.
And we want to make Everything Swallow Podcast t-shirts, tie-dye t-shirts available.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in that, we'd love to hear back from you just so we can get a gauge, kind of an idea of maybe how many we should get printed. Or something like that, just if there's any interest in it. So if you have interest and you would like to have some Everything Swallow branded things, such as tie-dye shirts and stuff, shoot us an email or hit us up on Facebook and let us know you're interested in that.
Yeah, join the nation.
Join the Swallow Nation.
If you haven't already, join it. It's a closed group and it is highly inappropriate. So if you don't like inappropriate things, you probably shouldn't be listening to us right now.
No.
So if you are incredibly inappropriate, as we are, join the nation.
Then you're one of us.
Swallow Nation on Facebook. Right?
Nicely done, Shayna. Wow.
Thanks. You
got a lot of response on that.
I'm so responsive.
Oh, you are. You are very responsive. When you put it that way.
I can get a response out of anyone.
Anything else? Let's see if you have any interest in, you have a business and you would like to advertise on this podcast. We're trying to get rid of any other kind of ads.
Yes.
That we don't have any control over.
Right.
Let us know. We're going to start taking on advertisers as well.
Absolutely.
I think that's all I had.
Yeah.
Email
us. And next week we're going to try to get the relationship dating expert on the show.
A relationship dating expert.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That's a tall order.
Yeah.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
okay.
is. It absolutely is.
That there is this. We have some of that. We had So Love Will Keep Us Together. And now we've got this right here.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today.
Here we go.
Happy Thoughts Thursday.
What day is it?
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! All right, my happy thought is that I am finally getting my work done around this house, and I'm feeling quite productive,
yeah.
and I'm feeling quite strong about it. That's very cool. I'm feeling
good
about it.
It's good.
What I've accomplished, what I'm doing, and what I've done, I'm feeling real good. Like, we've got to hit stride.
Yeah.
Good momentum.
Yeah. Finally, a little balance.
Yeah, a little sexy in my life.
Yeah. I got a little
happy
sexy
about
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get some.
Real happy.
Mm-hmm. You want me to show you something fun in the camper later?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be the new water spout I put in.
Uh-huh.
What are you happy about there, Missy, little lady bird?
I am...
Dirty bird.
I'm generally happy every day.
Boom, boom, boom.
So I try to have happy thoughts every day. Because I try to live the most positive, best life I can for
you
myself.
You do a good job.
Thank you.
You spread positivity.
But you know what my happy thought is this week that I've had all week? Is that I am so in love with you.
Oh.
And I think that it's good. I did some things to remind myself that. Like I put some new pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
Of my wonderful partner.
We took some pictures together.
Those we can't share.
Can't go into a special folder of love.
But my happy thought
is
that I am loved.
Love.
And I love being loved.
Oh.
And that makes me happy.
Well, you make me happy. All right. Everyone be safe out there. Think about your happy thought. Feel free to reach out to us on Facebook, The Swallow Nation.
Yeah.
Follow Swallow Nation. Join the group.
Yep.
And you can email us.
Love each other.
Yeah.
Love each other while you're out and about.
Yeah.
Do something nice.
Share your happy thoughts with other people around you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Share your
press
happy
them
thoughts
on.
With us.
I'm going to press my happy thought up against everyone who comes over.
You know what? I know. I already know. Fantastic.
All right, baby.
All right, baby.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Love you, people.
Love you all. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye. I was waiting.
It's got a delay there.
Uh-huh.
Like this one here. What do you think the crow is for?
I don't know.
Like that was a dead joke.
Maybe.
Huh.
Isn't that crickets?
Yeah, that would be crickets.
Not a crow. I don't know.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
If you have any idea what the crow's for, let us know.
Yeah. Hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.